2005.
Yeah.
It's sad because today many unaware Americans will celebrate the success of George W. Bush in barely winning an election based on an ugly defamation of the truth in our American values. Yeah. By the way they represent it, you'd think that we were a united country behind an immoral and racist war in Iraq that has murdered hundreds of troops and thousands of Iraqis based on lies, greed, deception of an arrogant nation. You would think the whole nation was behind the squandering of Social Security that protects the elderly, more tax cuts that will further starve social services for the needy, and a narcissistic and self-righteous domestic and foreign policy that has little respect for the dignity and human rights of anyone who is not a rich Republican member of the American Taliban. They have distorted the ideals of this country, the ideals that this country was founded upon, and turned a government intended to be of the people, by the people, and for the people into a government of the of the wealthy and powerful, by the patriarchy, and for the blind market. Yeah. They've deformed the inalienable right of every person to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They've violated the First Amendment of our nation's Constitution, which guarantees the freedom of conscience and religion. They've disfigured the words of Christ, who spoke not of hate, judgment, and obsession with people's sexual identity, but of love for his neighbors. And they're calling this distortion of our ideals of freedom, dignity, and human rights a mandate. I say the only way Bush might get a mandate is if he asked Dick Cheney to dinner. Bush has no mandate to annihilate and profiteer off of the spoils in a country who never threatened us with the weapons of mass destruction and has never had anything to do with the September 11th attacks. Bush has no mandate to appoint right-wing judges to our Supreme Court who will not balance the scales of justice, but instead move our country backwards to a time when racism, sexism, and homophobia ran unchecked and white male supremacy denied freedom to the rest of the nation. Yeah. Bush has no mandate to deny our freedom of expression and our inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness in the form of constitutional amendments to uphold a sexist, homophobic, and patriarchal system of domination and control. And neither do our Georgia legislators. Bush has no mandate to further cut taxes so the wealthy who are now in power will always remain in power. Nor do the Georgia legislators. Bush has no mandate to disavow our freedom of religion and claim that the only way to be an American is to belong to a Christian version of the Taliban. Yeah. And neither does the state of Georgia. As a United States citizen, where we are headed under the control of George W. Bush frightens me. The dictionary defines fascism as a system of government marked by the centralization of an authority under a dictator, stringent socioeconomic controls, the suppression of the opposition through terror and censorship, and a policy of belligerent nationalism and racism. We might not be there yet, but seeing how our Congress is giving up authority to the executive branch and how the executive branch is threatening to control the judicial branch, I fear for the disappearances of the checks and balances in our so-called democracy.
Amen.
When I realize that rallies and marches like this one are not covered in the media that's supposed to protect us, and the public control of the media increasingly gives way to the censorship of giant media conglomerates who look out for their own capital interests, our right to information and freedom of expression is in grave danger.
Amen.
unlikely date with Cheney. The specter of its possibility has stirred the imaginations of progressives everywhere, and it caused us to organize against it. More and more of us will no longer remain silent in the face of unethical practices and arrogant abuses of power. Our numbers are growing, and we'll stand together against this frightening march away from freedom and democracy. Thank you. Today, I stand here as a representative of the beginnings of this movement building. Queer people have been particularly targeted as the reason for society's ills and used as a political tool for the right wing in winning this election. The Queer Progressive Agenda is a group of queer people who are interested in building a progressive and inclusive human rights movement that addresses and recognizes the complexity of all the oppressions, including racism, sexism, economic injustice, environmental injustice, xenophobia, religious intolerance and persecution, transphobia, and heterosexism. If you're interested in joining this conversation, please come speak to me after this rally. The queer community is in dire distress from this harassment, not only for our community's freedom, but because we understand that an attack on our freedom is an attack on all American freedom. Because of this distress, we've organized an ongoing protest around the Metro Atlanta area. If you feel like our country's in trouble, we ask you to join us in expressing the distress using a well-known maritime symbol, which is to hold the Old Glory Freedom flag upside down. If you want to stand in solidarity with us, or you identify as queer, we ask you to hang our flag. If you're in distress over the state of the whole nation, you can hang the U.S. flag upside down. We hope to send a clear message that we're all on the same ship of freedom, and no matter where the ship is torpedoed, the whole ship sinks. Thank you for protesting today, and I thank you for knowing that this is not the United States of America.